It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub Headlines.
The Bruins lost to Carolina 6-0 at TD Garden last night. The Beavs didn't have Patrice Bergeron or Brad Marchand, and they paid dearly. Bruce Cassidy's team was down 1-0 early, and then things got a whole lot worse.
I mean, a little bit, that's where the game got away from us. You know, our actual first 5 minutes start in terms of trying to establish, you know, physicality, territory was on time. We just didn't execute after that or take advantage of what was in front of us.
The next game is in Ottawa tomorrow afternoon. Celtics made three different trades before the deadline yesterday and just about turned over the entire bench. Brad Stevens shipped Dennis Schroeder and his freedom and Bruno Fernando to Houston in exchange for Daniel Tice. He sent Josh Richardson, Romeo Langford, and a top four protected first-round draft pick to San Antonio for Derek White, and sent Bol Bol and P.J. Dozier to Orlando for a protected second-round pick. All told, the Celtics have five open roster spots now. They host Denver at TD Garden tonight. Randy and Max have the pregame at 7 and the tip-off at 7:30 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Jason Tatum, by the way, was drafted by team captain Kevin Durant last night for the All-Star game. The biggest trade yesterday, Brooklyn and Philadelphia. The Nets sent James Harden to the 76ers for Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, Andre Drummond, and two first-round draft picks. In football news, the Patriots' Richard Seymour was elected to the Hall of Fame last night. Patriots' Matthew Slater voted the 2021 winner of the Art Rooney Sportsmanship Award. And at the Olympics, the U.S. women's hockey team beat the Czech Republic earlier this morning 4-1. They are through to the semifinals of the medal round. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Safety Insurance, providing comprehensive coverage for your auto, home, and business. Ask your independent agent about safety. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 9:30.
Boston's most listened to sports station. But you don't have to be in Boston to listen. Download the Sports Hub app where you get your apps and listen anywhere to Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5, The Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
I just want you to go, yeah. And like, oh yeah.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
John, you need a minute to cool off there?
Just ran a marathon of information, my friend.
There's a lot of stuff.
I don't feel the need to get it all in. There's the internet.
All right.
You don't have to let everyone know everything that's going on at all times.
Fair enough.
Spread it out occasionally.
We're sitting here dealing with. Because it's kind of a skeleton crew here this morning, I was just like, all right, let's get some breakfast delivered. This is the second time in a week I've had one of these food delivery places just screw me. I was supposed to be here at like 8:30, and I see that the car is driving to the restaurant that's picking it up at, and then I'm like, oh, cool, it's about to be on its way. It says, your food's on its way, and then it immediately says afterwards, your food's been delivered. And I went, no, hang on, what? Unless there's something wrong with the app. So it says, contact your driver. So I start like texting the driver, and I ended up getting this this non-response back. So I'm like, all right, well, this sucks. My driver's not getting back to me over and over again. I continue to contact him. And now I've got this, like, it took about three texts with the company for me to realize that it's a computer that's texting me back.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh.
There's no winning that. They're going to say that they delivered it, I know exactly what they're going to do. I've been through that
So the other night I ordered something. And the driver apparently had two different people's stuff, and they dropped off the other person's stuff at my place and
nothing
took
wrong
off.
With that.
And so, so
a
I was
little,
like,
little Russian roulette, baby, just start chowing down.
So I was like, all right, well, I need to contact them. Obviously, I can get a hold of the driver, and they'll be able to bring my order back and switch it out. And they told us that after the food's been delivered, we are not allowed to contact the driver. And but my food has not been delivered. Someone else's food is delivered. And then they had me contact the restaurant, and the restaurant couldn't do anything about it. Dude, it's a nightmare.
I've had it where, like, I didn't get what I paid for. Like, I didn't get anything. And they were, like, incredulous that I would. They were like, well, like, what do you want, money?
Yeah, right,
like,
right.
And I'm like, yeah, like the money.
So we're being asked right now for the gentlemen who have ordered food whether it should be reordered or whether or not we just want to get a refund.
Just start partying. Like, just after the show, just kick back and put your feet up in the lounge and snack away.
Yeah, I mean, by the time you get to reordered, I don't know if it'll be here on.
You know what? I'm putting redeliver it.
All right.
So maybe Zolak and Bertrand might get a nice Chick-fil-A delivery.
Good. Somewhere some driver just got really pissed. So I follow on Marshall Hook on Twitter, and he responded to this. So this is how I know, because I do not follow Pro Football Talk, because I don't know why you would. But Pro Football Talk tweeted, the woke mob fails again. And I am asking you because I didn't know what they – do you know what they're referring to?
Is it an Aaron Rodgers story?
Yeah, that Aaron Rodgers won the MVP, and like – the woke mob of NFL writers, like, now is really his reluctance to take the vaccine. Like, now is he being trumpeted as some sort of, like, right-wing power player?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's family members of mine who are massive Aaron Rodgers fans now.
That's fine.
And it's not, like, even about him not – and I'm just like, I want to say it's not about him not taking it. It's about – essentially lying about taking it and then acting against the rules to keep people safe.
But
at the time.
But are we going to act like life's been rough for this guy? Like he's really like what was it, a day of negative press?
Yeah, that's about
Aaron Rodgers. So like the woke mob fails again. The failure of all the NFL writers to conspiracy of not giving him the MVP. That's get out of here with that nonsense. Please. Florio thinks that there was going to be a massive conspiracy among NFL writers to deny Aaron Rodgers his rightful MVP award for because of his incredibly out there stance of being the guy that didn't take the vaccine. Stop it. So now he's a hero for not taking the – what about everyone else that didn't take the vaccine?
It's because his name isn't in the news. And the reason it was in the news, people read half stories. They don't realize that Kirk Cousins didn't take it, but he followed all the rules. I think Lamar Jackson didn't take it, but he followed all the rules. And
big deal.
Nobody had a problem. It was like, okay, you didn't do it, fine, as long as you keep your mask on, do the stuff that they ask you to do it. But what happens is a lot of people read half the story, and they think that that's why it's in the news. He's not in the news because he didn't take it. He's in the news because he lied about it and then and broke all of the rules, and it pissed off a bunch of the media people who were there, you know, essentially being put in danger. Well, but they don't want to read that part.
It's a quarter of the a fifth of the quarterbacks in the NFL didn't get vaccinated. Big deal. We're going to act like he's some like big right wing power player now, because I'm sure his wife would love that, or his fiance, that hippie who eats. Like, you know, dirty pretend. The worst thing she does is pretends that she gets her water from a river, which is really hysterical. like as if the only water she uses, she harvests from the river. Like, the river. Like, you know, in the place they live. That one place they live. I'm sure she's overjoyed with him. And I'm sure he's overjoyed, too. I'm sure that all he wants is to be considered, like, Top Gun in the, like, anti-woke mob. Stop it.
You heard about the agreement that they have, where they are not, they've made an agreement, the two of them, Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers, that they will not talk about politics, which, as I said, is the first step to a long-lasting relationship.
Yes. You know, avoid sensitive subject matter.
Especially in a meeting of the minds that's like that household. I mean, you have two people that think very, very highly of themselves. And so imagine them having to hold their tongue. You have one who harvests all their water from the river herself. And then you have the other one who is, you know, it's said that life is a beautiful mystery when referring to his future in the NFL. Can you imagine the two of them smelling their own farts and trying to get out of each other's way? That marriage is going to last 10 seconds. There's never been two people that love themselves more on this planet than the two of them. The woke, big Aaron Rodgers with all the he had to overcome this season. Stop it. Stop it. He didn't get vaccinated. Big deal. Neither did anyone else. Half the league probably lied about it. Big. What's up? What's going on with Florio? I'll tell you, these guys that cover sports, and I know why, but these guys that cover one sport, boy, do they think the world revolves around it. Like, people are thinking about Aaron Rodgers every day. I mean, you never hear about that. About the vaccination story lasted like a day. The woke mob.
Well, he's also doing the whole, hey, do you want me? Let me hear you.
Yeah, of course he is. Because, again, he referred to his career as a beautiful mystery. I mean, if your friend did that, you would want to hit him in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I talked to my friend Jason, the guy I moved to Atlanta because I, like, followed him to Atlanta. He's the reason I ever went to Atlanta. He's my best friend. I talked to him on the phone yesterday. If I would have said, like, what are you up to this summer and he went, it's a beautiful mystery, I would have thrown my phone out the window and never talked to him again.
The only part of the teasing of Tom Brady coming back into the NFL that I actually enjoy is that it's taking away from Aaron Rodgers teasing that he's going to go to another team. Is that he's got to think that he's not, it's got to piss him off that he's not the belle of the ball this offseason.
Well, I'll tell you, the thing I like about the Brady thing is it makes me feel, and I'm dead serious, and I understand he's got a better life than me. He's a better person than me. Da 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 da. But there is a part of me that feels a little sorry for him that he can't, like, that like a day can't go by without everyone kissing his ass. Like whatever happened between him announcing his retirement, obviously he felt that he didn't get enough love. Obviously, right? I mean, that's an obvious thing. Or he wouldn't jump in and say all this stuff. And the whole, like, selling the sweatshirt and, like, do you, like, that no one's going to buy that. Like, no one, like, he is under the impression that people's, again, he's one of these people that's under the impression that a lot of people's lives are revolving around him when it's just not true.
I will say this, Fred. If he was intending to come back, it does make more sense as to why he didn't mention anything about the Patriots, because to me, that would mean that was less of a goodbye to football letter and a warning shot to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Fair enough.
And telling them straight up, no matter what happens, I'm not coming back to your team.
But I don't think Tampa, but that's starting a fight for no reason. Like, if he went to Tampa and said, like, trade me, that he'd say fine. I mean, they can't win a Super Bowl. They don't have the talent. Like, with or without Tom Brady, they're not winning the Super Bowl. In fact, if I'm Tampa, I don't want them. I want to start over as quickly as possible. Like, they can't. They're going to have a skeleton crew. So, like, I don't think that's necessary. I don't think that it's necessary for him to be so antagonistic towards them.
Maybe, unless he wanted something very public because of the way he and Bruce Arians don't get along. Maybe he wanted this to be like something that I want to make a statement.
But no one has said that they didn't get along. Like, you would figure that would have been reported. I mean, Arians doesn't play his cards very close to the vest.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that what happened is that he retired and he doesn't like the way that this is going. Like, like, people haven't thrown themselves at his feet. I think it's highly more likely that, like, he's like, hey, like why is the earth still turning? Like, I've retired.
Yeah, right. Like, why are people not clamoring? I'm not used to this. Nobody's clamoring and asking and talking about me. And then the minute that stops, you're like, well, you know, maybe I'll come back.
Plus all the ass-kissing from, like, the team owner and, like, everyone with the organization. And so you're like, you know, like, you log onto the computer and you're like, wait, why are people talking about the new Jackass movie? Like, I've retired. Like, why, everyone should be, like, sitting Shiva for the next, 2 weeks. All right, when's Brad Stevens joining us?
9:35. Yeah, 9:35 is when he's going to be on. So let's break now. We'll come back. And, yes, Brad Stevens talking about all of his moves that he made, and there were a decent amount. When,
Jimmy Stewart gives him an A. And I'll tell you what, Daniel, did you hear Perkins? His reaction live to the trade.
No.
He said that people in Boston had been clamoring for Daniel Tice since he had left.
Why do you even need to say those
you're
words?
To the That's wrong guy. I mean, Rich has, but none of us.
But so he said that people had been clamoring, and then the dude that was with them, Lowell or whoever, said like. But they already have, like, big guys, like, and it's freedom. And you're like, oh, well.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Like, he's got the freedom to get a new gig somewhere. I think he's been waived.
Yeah, he was already waived.
Waived. But, I know when it's time to turn the mic off. Like, that guy should have just kept that take in the old pocket. Because he obviously hasn't been paying a lot of attention to the Celtics. All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They get you going every day.
I don't care for the sportsman-like talk.
Toucher and Rich.
At least let me live in a fantasy world that for 3 hours you hate each other.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We do have another trade from Adrian Wojnarowski that came in right before the deadline ended. Houston is trading Daniel Tice to the Celtics. Boston is sending guard Dennis Schroeder to the Rockets. Perk, yes. What do you think?
I love it. I love it. The Celtics, the Celtic fan base, they've been waiting to get rid of Dennis Schroeder, waiting to bring back Daniel Tice. Daniel Tice is going to fit perfect between him, Rob Williams, and Al Horford as the three bigs. I love it. He fits in. The guys love him. Dennis Schroeder was just not the favorite in Boston, especially in the locker room. So they had to get rid of it, and they got a guy that they wanted.
I hope Brad Stevens, who's going to join us at 9:35, is ready for the accolades coming his way for the return of Daniel Tice, because I'm just a pawn in this game. But, I mean, whoop, talk about feeding the fans. It's almost paternalistic just to give a go ahead.
I didn't realize that Schroeder was not liked in the locker room. That's like the first I've heard that.
He was talking out of his ass.
They sent him to Basketball Siberia. So, I mean, there might be something to it.
Of all the places they could have sent him, they sent him to Houston.
You guys do this for a living. You can hear when someone's talking out of their ass. That's Perkins talking out of his ass.
How dare you say that about Kendrick Perkins? It's Spears who talks out of his ass. He's the one who farts all the time. We know.
He had to react to something live, and you know, he's familiar with the theme, and words just started coming out of his mouth. We've all been there.
Listen, I like what he did. And the Tice thing, I mean, obviously is kind of funny if you make it like that. That's the one thing that they did. But no, what they did was they cut the fat. They accepted the fact that, you know, guys, some of the drafting was bad. I know that you were obviously always a big fan of what's his name?
The kid from Indiana.
Romeo Langford. Yeah. You're always a fan of Romeo Langford.
Well, Romeo Langford, if he would never have been injured, which I know is saying something, I mean, is a tremendous talent. I mean, he was one of the best prep players in the country. He went to Indiana, which Indiana was a coup that they got him, that he stayed in state to go there. So, like, I had known about Romeo Langford for 3 years before they took him.
They gave him every chance, though, Fred. And even when he was healthy, and it was like, listen, you know.
Yeah, but think of how much that you're behind. Like, take, for instance, like Bridges in Carolina. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, think of, like, he's been, I think, relatively healthy. And, you know, now he's a star. Like, or a, you know, a very, or a higher profile player.
Yeah.
Like, Langford never got the run. Because of his health, he never got the run to you know, reach his potential. But I mean, if he would have stayed healthy, I mean, he would have been a good player. He had all the talent in the world.
It's a catch 22 because if he had stayed healthy, he wouldn't have dropped to the Celtics where they got him.
No,
that's the other part of it.
Well, yeah, he never would have. Yeah.
And the other thing too is that, you know, you've seen it with Kemba Walker. Remember they gave away like a first round pick in order to get rid of Kemba Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, that's Brad trying to make up for what many people believe was a mistake.
But you see the method. You see why he's doing the things that he's doing. I mean, this isn't just wild. Like, all right, I'm trading seven guys.
No, he knows who works, he knows who doesn't.
Trying to build his roster. I mean, the two guys coming in are well known to the organization and well known to the head coach, and there's no learning curve when they step in. Brad is meeting with the media right now, and apparently White's already in Boston and theoretically could play tonight, and Tice is going to be here later today. I mean, you have guys that can step in and play immediately, and they complement the guys that are already there.
Yeah, there is a problem, though, because they don't know if Hamscom can handle the parade that's headed out there to greet Daniel Tice.
People clamoring outside the fence, Tice fever?
I mean, outside the fence, I mean, there is some concern that the fences can't hold the people.
Right.
I mean, this is like, you know, when someone in Iraq dies and they carry the coffin and everyone starts pushing and shoving, like, that's kind of like what's going to, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, sure, I do. Like, I do.
It's the traffic stop, because it's a Tice storm. It's like everybody's
Tice storm.
Everybody's like, in line.
That's so funny. That
winter Tice storm.
They're like, Perkins, like, you're connected in Boston. Like, what do you got to say? Well, the people have been clamoring for Daniel Tice to come back.
True. It's true. Tice fever. Like, I see, you know, every time I go to a Celtics game, 40% of the jerseys are Tice jerseys.
Well, forget just at the game. I mean, talk about just your average person on the street.
You're walking around town. You see him everywhere.
I mean, you talk about... I mean, the Patriots, Matriots. I mean, now it's all about the Celtics that Tice has returned.
I'll tell you what, though. It's a good move. And yesterday was a good day. And I think for mostly because you were able to not only make your signature defense better. They did do that. On top of that, they were able to cut the fat and clear enough room and that they potentially could get a max contract this offseason.
And
they were nowhere near this position.
And that's the thing. That began with the Kemba Walker trade to get Al Horford here. His contract is only partially guaranteed next season. And Brad Stevens has gone about pretty much undoing a lot of the things that Danny Ainge did. He's pretty much reversed almost everything.
And I also, and you got to assume, too, that the reason that he's throwing these picks out there is Brad Stevens is very close to the college game. He probably knows that there's not anything worth drafting where the Celtics would end up falling.
That's like, the thing.
He probably finds no worth in those.
Anything outside the top 10 more often than not is a crapshoot.
Well, and that's where the Celtics this year. Are.
Yeah,
it's the top three. And one of those kids is 7'2", 190.
Yeah. Chet Holmgren from Gonzaga.
I wouldn't touch that kid. That kid's got Bradley written all over him. He's got Porzingis written all over him. I mean, want to talk about a kid I've known. They've been talking about that kid since he was in seventh grade, and he hasn't put on 1 pound. That kid was seven. That kid was 7 feet tall, 6'11" in eighth grade, and he. Oh boy. That ain't no NBA body.
Rich is distracted.
Oh,
it showed up.
Here
it is.
Oh, I can see you.
Finally, we got it. The redelivery.
Yeah.
There we go. You got Chick-fil-A.
Yes, we did.
Thanks, Rich.
There's a Chick-fil-A in town now. It's nice. We can actually get delivery here in the morning.
Yeah, I know. I saw during the snowstorm they were enjoying it.
Oh, yeah, that's right on that thing. All right.
Product placement on the news. That's good stuff. That's good. That's where you want to be. That's the bastion of credibility. All right, let's break because John does an 8-minute
No, we're update. Going quick. There's food in the room. I'm going
all right,
fast.
All right. And then we'll be back with Brad Stevens.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now, more Toucher and Rich. And whatever this is.
This son of Dan and Rick Flair, they're omnipotent.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
White in the paint. Oh, mama! Derek White, that was vicious!
I'm a guy who's 7-1, so that should be worth 4 points. They're talking about adding a four-point line. That should be a four-pointer. You're throwing it down over a guy who's 7-1 and Derek White listed at 6'4".
Somehow the people of San Antonio have found it two guys as cool as Fonzie. It's let alone one is difficult enough. Brad Stevens, he is the head of the whole shebang there with the Celtics. He's brought to you by UMass Global. UMass Global is a leader in adult education. One of the great Hall & Oates songs. Better your career by earning your degree at UMass Global. Learn more at umassglobal.edu. That's umassglobal.edu. Brad joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Stevens, hello. I'm not overly happy you've already talked to the press because this makes this a lot less important. But thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Sorry, I already did that.
Yeah,
I apologize.
I'm just going to repeat.
They weren't happy with me either. They were probably up late into the night doing all of their work, and I'm more of a morning person, so I feel bad about that. But sorry.
I think I'm just going to read all their questions again. Is that cool? Because you had really good answers the first time. I think we're just going to kind of just mimic exactly what happened. So get ready to just kick back and ignore everything here.
Well, I'll tell you this, Brad. If you wanted the seal of approval from these two gentlemen that I do the show with, you have gotten that. The Rich and John, very excited. They like what you're doing, and they feel that they see a overall plan coming to fruition.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, time will tell, right? I think, and, you know, our moves yesterday were not without risk, right? It was not without some cost. And so, you know, as I said before, I appreciate the seven guys that were no longer here, especially the five that were here every single day over the last 6 months. They all added value, and they all are good people, and they all, you know, I root for them all moving forward. You know, I think the biggest thing, you know, my biggest thing is obviously how do we accentuate our best players and bring in guys that can really play, when it's all on the line in those biggest moments. And, you know, I think that having a chance to add a guy like Derek, is pretty unique. I mean, he's just a guy that I think everybody in this basketball community really understands just how valuable he is, and his willingness to do all of the little things, make the next right play, and really compete defensively, and has the talent to do more than that. But again, the willingness to play a role in that and the savvy that he plays with should fit in really well with our group. And then obviously adding Tice, it gives us more opportunity to maintain our level and how we want to play, because I think that's one of the things as you're watching us play on both ends of the court, we play a certain way, and it requires a really mobile big. And so, if Al misses time or if Rob misses time, then you've got a plug and play guy it's not going to feel much different when he's on the court versus those guys. And so, I think that's something that will benefit us in the now and into the future. And so we've got, 10 guys on our roster today, and they're all contracted beyond this year. Our coaching staff is building a continuity with our team that I think is important. Our players are building a continuity of how they want to play. And, hopefully we can grow from here.
So, Brad, we had Danny Ainge on for, I think, the last 5 or 6 trade deadlines?
At least, yeah.
At least. I mean, it's been a lot of them.
Before the media or after the media?
he did us a solid. He, as soon as the trade was made, he said, get on the air.
He just called us from the golf course. He called us whenever he wanted to.
He would sleep over on the trade deadline. Yeah. We'd make a fort in the living room.
You guys can talk to Christian about that. He did my schedule today. He's the one that. You guys, I'm going to throw him under the bus right here.
Did us dirty.
I like that you feel bad about it. I like that you doubled back on that. And that you feel bad. Thank you. Makes me feel special.
But for all these trade deadlines, Brad, we would talk to Danny, and most of the time, we'd be here, and he's like, I made a lot of calls. There just wasn't deals to be made, and so sometimes it's understandable. But he has somewhat admitted to us that. Sometimes teams don't like getting a call from Danny Ainge because he had a reputation of, I don't want to say fleecing, but sometimes trying to get blood from a stone because he'd been so successful in the past. I read something that, and I believe it might have been from The Ringer, but there was one of the insiders said that he had spoken with some people in higher offices that you had spoke with. And they're like, it is night and day dealing with Danny Ainge than it is dealing with Brad Stevens. And this wasn't as much a diss on Danny Ainge as it was that you have a completely different demeanor and that they don't feel, you don't have that reputation that you're going to try to fleece them. Did anybody say that to you, or did you get a feeling when you spoke to people that, wow, now I can have more open conversations with the Celtics because I feel a little more comfortable speaking to you?
Well, I will say this. Danny was really good. So that's probably not good. No, I would say that everybody just has to be their own person. You have to approach it in your own authentic way, just like, I appreciate, working with the people that I've worked with thus far. And I will say this, like when you talk about, I talked about a number of trades and it just didn't come to fruition. I mean, I can't tell you how many variations of trades we talked about in the last 2 months. I mean, there's been, hundreds is definitely appropriate, right? And so sometimes it's just a call. Sometimes it's a person walks by you in the hall. Sometimes it's just a meeting with your staff. A lot of times it's a, hey, what do you think about sending us Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown? It's no. And, sometimes it's just as easy as that. And so, but there are tons of conversations leading up to yesterday, and that's what makes the deadline so fascinating, right? It's like, we didn't think the Tice move was going to happen. We had thought that after we acquired Derek, we may do one other small deal, but we that thing came up late. But we had talked about Tice as a good fit for how we play for months. And so, it's just like sometimes you just have to be ready for that. And, and time will tell if those moves were good or not. I mean, I don't think doing something just for the sake of doing something is a good thing. And we, you know, we ended up trading some good prospects and players and so, and picks. So that, you know, who knows? We'll see.
Now there's a narrative right now, Brad, that is, seems to be in several different places after most people are giving you a good review for what you did, like, you know, the grades and things like that. But after that, like Gary Washburn, the headline of one of his articles in the Boston Globe this morning is Brad Stevens corrects more of Danny Ainge's mistakes with trade deadline moves.
Yeah.
What do you think of that narrative that there's been several different people who have run with that?
I don't believe that. I think every team is unique. We're trying to build a brand new team with a, you know, with a new coaching staff, and you know, again, build some continuity in this. And you know, some of the guys that we have had to move on from are really good players. I mean, Josh Richardson's a really good player. Romeo Langford's a really good player and prospect. Dennis Schroeder, you go on and on. Ennis Kanter, you go on and on. Like, sometimes, you know, you have a chance to do some things that you think might be good for your team, both in the near and long term, and sometimes you don't. But nobody works harder than Danny. Nobody was more measured than Danny. Nobody was more prepared than Danny. And so, you know, I just wouldn't, you know, I appreciate, you know, Gary's, you know, Gary has a job to do and he does it well and he's good at it. And, but I also, I can't look at it that way because of the amount of respect and admiration I have for Danny.
All right, Brad, with all the moves you made yesterday, you have a handful of open roster spots. I mean, how many of these roster spots are going to be filled by main players? How many roster spots are going to be filled by free agents? And how many of these roster spots are going to be filled by Isaiah Thomas?
Yeah. Well, you know what we're going to do? We'll probably add two to, you know, today. And that, you know, obviously, you know, we're going to do that. And then right now those, you know, we're going to add to what we think our biggest needs are. And I think, you know, having a little bit more insurance on our front line is really important to that. And, you know, I think we've all said all along, adding shooting is really important to that. And preferably with some real size, can play some 4-3 type person. So that's what we're going to do in the near term. And then, you know, after that, then we will, we'll see what happens. We'll kind of look at across the landscape, figure out what our team looks like over the next four games. You know, this will be a great chance to really see what we look like if we all stay healthy, because, you know, this team tonight's great. You know, Atlanta's beaten us twice. Philly is, you know, just added to their, you know, how good they are. And, you know, and Detroit has given us fits for years as a physical, tough group. So, you know, this will be a great time to see what we need, and then we'll assess there moving forward.
I got to ask you just point blank, because every time something like this happens, you know, the name Isaiah Thomas does get thrown out there. People around here love him, and they see that you've got these two open roster spots. What do you think of Isaiah, and do you see there being any kind of place for him at any point on the Celtics?
I love Isaiah. I've talked to Isaiah, you know, obviously ever since he's left. Well, you know, I don't want to go into again what we're going to do beyond, you know, beyond today, but we're going to evaluate our team and see what we need and kind of go from there. And, you know, one of the things that we do need to do as part of this is assess, okay, do, you know, we've brought in some guys that really know how to play, that can really accentuate our guys, but also have a real strong, you know, understanding of who they are and what they bring to the table. So we'll assess, okay, do we need to add, you know, a veteran leader, or do we need to add young, you know, guys that haven't that made it yet, but are on possible good long contracts to add and meet the needs of our team. I mean, there's all kinds of discussions that go on, but that does not change anything about how I feel about Isaiah, regardless of what we decide. And he's just a special guy. He's a special person, and I understand why everybody feels that way, you know, and so that's my answer to that.
What's this day?
That's what we need here in a couple weeks.
Well, what is this day like? You know, because, I mean, you've lived through this, you know, it being, you know, just with the Celtics alone and being in the NBA, being on the other side of a trade deadline, where especially as a coach where you're so close to these guys and you're seeing them every day, where, you know, they're on Twitter, they're hearing their names are about to, you know, they're going to Houston, they're going one place to the next. What is the day after like when they realize they haven't been traded and they can kind of have that sigh of relief? Can you kind of take us into like how these guys react on the day after a trade deadline?
Well, it depends on where they are in their career and where they are in the team rotation.
Yeah,
I mean, I've had a couple trade deadlines where I walk into the gym and a guy's disappointed he didn't get traded. Right? And it doesn't mean he doesn't like Boston. It doesn't mean he doesn't like our team. It doesn't mean he's not a good guy. It's just like, man, I really wanted to go somewhere to play.
Who was that guy?
You know, and you know, names. I'm not going to go through that stuff. No. But I think that the reality is sometimes that opens up a great opportunity for somebody. You know, like it was probably super hard for Derek to leave San Antonio yesterday. I mean, that place is special. He's a big, huge part of it. Pop loves him. The whole group loves him. Like that was probably really, really hard, but he's really excited to be here, right? And so there's a lot of emotions that go into that. And I think the hardest part for me in this job is A, waving guys, and B, having to call them to tell them they're traded. Now, again, you know, everybody is super professional about it and everything else, but it doesn't mean it's not without its emotions. So, I mean, that's the human side that's difficult. And we didn't, you know, you never want to trade seven guys in the middle of the season. That's like, I hope we never do that again.
All right. Well, Brad's got to go. And Brad, I look forward to Denzel Valentine wearing a very similar uniform as that he wore in college so ably. I mean, if you want to talk about toughness.
Are you a Sparty fan?
I am. I went to Rollins College, but I'm from Detroit, so I've adopted the Spartans at a very early age, and I love Izzo. And I love the toughness of his players. Yes.
Can I ask you how a guy that grew up in Detroit ended up at Rollins College? Was it just a weather choice?
I was a C student who got a 760 verbal on my SAT. So private schools, if we were willing to pay, said, we'll fit you in. The public universities, I was waitlisted at Michigan State, which shows you what an intellectual I am. So
we practiced there at Rollins College, or we did like an optional shooting a few years ago.
Yeah,
I've been there. Been on campus.
So you sensed greatness. The aura of Fred Tucker was still there.
Props for Brad for knowing where a Division III school is randomly.
All time, well, it's Division II basketball. The all time leading 3-point shooter, I believe, in NCAA history went to Rollins, if I'm not mistaken.
It's a really good Division II program with a lot of tradition. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And in a good climate. I get it.
I went to Ohio Wesleyan the day before, and it was so icy they couldn't take me on the tour. And the next day I was in Orlando, and I said, I think I'll be going here. Thank you. It pays to be an only child from an upper-middle-class family, Brad.
I'm not judging your intelligence by your SAT score. It sounds like a common-sense decision to me.
All right, thank you. SAT score was really good. All right, Brad, thank you. It was the grades that were. All right, Brad, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
See you later, Brad.
See you guys.
All right, there you go.
All right.
Brad Stevens.
Well, there you go.
I like that there's people that I'm friends with on Facebook pretending that they know who the kid from San Antonio is.
Well,
I do this for a living, and I don't know.
Yeah, he's going to be good.
I know, and I don't doubt it. And it's my own ignorance, but I don't believe that, like, if I... Like, believe it or not, I spend a good portion of my day reading about sports. If I was unfamiliar about with this, and I do believe, like, we know people that know who this guy was. Like, John, I believe you do.
Yes.
For you probably have called the game. Rich, maybe
I had to look up stuff.
Yeah,
I got to be honest.
There's no way some douche that I'm friends with on Facebook knew who this guy was. Stop trying to explain.
The main thing, Fred, is that they ended up cutting the fat and they're ready for a max contract in the offseason. And I am telling you, going into this offseason with Kemba Walker and everything, I was like, they are screwed for years. And Brad has done almost.
He got him out of cap jail. He really did. He's done great so far.
So, I mean, Brad is a completely different GM than Danny Ainge. And we're sensing that right now. And I'm also sensing that he, obviously because of his time in college and being still close to all of that, has a really good sense of how valuable those picks are. And that's why he's got no problem getting rid of them in order to get rid of guys like Kemba and what he did yesterday. So I'm feeling pretty good. His first two major shifts, I think, have been somewhat of a success.
All right.
And if you want to include the Adoka one, the jury's still out. But, I mean, over the last couple of weeks, they seem to be buying in.
A lot of the same people playing on this team were 500 last year. This team is a lot better this year.
All right. Well, there you have it. Enjoy your Chick-fil-A. I can say I'm not a little jealous.
So, hands off.
All right. Hey, Morgan from Waltham, stop playing with the phone and harassing my wife.
Keep us updated.
I need to know that.
Well, I emailed the guy. He's never going to email me back. If he does, he's really, really dumb. All right. That'll do it with us. Everyone, have a great weekend. Bye.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.